Booms.
I think you have to do it again.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. I don't know. All the time I go like, all right, folks. All right, people.
Book fans.
Book fans. Bookworms. Book bugs.
Let's keep the bugs and worms out of it. Yeah.
All right. All right. All right, people. Today we are reviewing Ben Hill's Jack of Thieves from the Master Thief book. It's a Master Thief
series,
the book one of Master Thief book series. But before that, I have to remind you that this podcast is available to you on Audioboom, iTunes, and YouTube with visuals. I am Ishan Lalit. You can see me on visuals. I'm available at Ishan Lalit. That's Ritu Lalit at
Phoenix R2.
Thank you. Not complicated at all. And shall we get on with the review?
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about Ben Hill. Ben Hill is an avid snowboarder from Utah. That's what his Goodreads profile says. I really don't care because he writes some of the most awesome books I have read. Frankly speaking, this book was recommended to me by her, and I don't know where she picked up Ben Hill from, because she didn't listen to me when I told her, read this, Ben Hill. And
I didn't like Lumnia and that
But it's
series.
The same universe.
It's the same universe. This is far more interesting.
Okay.
Was very PG.
Okay, what I've read before from Ben Hill is The White Mage Omnibus. So the White Mage whole series, actually, 5 books of the White Mage series, which is the continuation of the Chronicles of Lumenia, whatever it's called. Okay, it's about the Oracle. And in this, there are orbs which talk about the Oracle. And for me, this was a complete tie-up. It is a tie-up. Although I've not read the prequels to The White Mage, and I want to read that.
I've read them all.
I was going to go over there rather than... But you gave me this. How did you find this book?
I was just browsing, and I remembered I did not like The White Mage Omnibus, but I liked the prequels much better. And I was hoping, because he wrote the prequels later... I was hoping that this would be a step up, and I liked it very much.
Okay. But, you know, you say you didn't like The White Mage Omnibus.
It's too politically correct. It's too, you know, there's too much of good things happening, which is so unlike real life.
No. I don't think so.
You know in the back of your mind that she is going to come through safe.
But really, I didn't feel that in book at the end of book 3. I didn't feel that in the end of book 4. It started up with a very Harry Potter-esque feel. And the Chronicles of Lumnea are far more politically incorrect. This is on a different level.
This is wonderful.
This kind of reminds me of Reskin, doesn't it?
Yes.
Kelkate's Reskin. It's quite intriguing. And here, your lead is a cat, basically. He's a druid who's bonded with a cat, whose cat dies. There is a whole lot of history package which has to be unfolded by the end. The character is amazing.
The traits are very cat-like. One thing, he loves to be at a height. Another thing, he's brazen.
Continue. And what do you mean by brazen?
He's a thief.
And he's arrogant.
Arrogant is the same thing as brazen.
He's arrogant, but when you say brazen, explain his brazenity.
There is a situation where he gets caught, or rather he gets hemmed in from 3 sides by the guild which is coming to actually invite him to take the test of the guild. And instead of being scared because they are the most skilled thieves in the world and all that kind of thing.
But don't you think...
He just stands there and grins.
But he did plan it. Yes.
But, that, you know, even if you plan it or something, it has to come out as kind of, I've got caught, instead of grinning.
No, why?
I found that such a telling.
Do you think, if you are planning it, he's been planning it for years, and finally they come, you think he's going to just stand there and say, oh, now I've gotten caught? No, he lured them.
Yeah.
Do you think Reskin would do that? No. So, why do you expect this character to do it? He's planning it. He's a cat.
The cat-like traits.
You know, I think Ben Hill did the cat very well.
Yes,
for me, there were no loopholes, no leaks, nothing. Everything was tied up very beautifully. Even his motivations when he says, I'm going to leave the guild and everything. So for me, even that was done very cat-like. And you know, it's really wonderful he's done that, because there is another series by Faith Hunter called Jane Yellowrock. Okay, now Jane Yellowrock is also tied to a cat. There are traits of cat-like behavior in her too, which is, again, very wonderful. They both tie up. But in this, the cat is more fun. Over there, she's also tied to a Black Panther, because Ben Hill's Jack Mist is tied to a Black Panther. Jane Yellowrock is tied to what? I don't know. I found it very similar. Obviously without the sex scenes, which is much better for me. I'm a guy. I don't like to read sex scenes. What do you say?
I found this character very, very interesting. It's a memorable character. The challenges he goes through are wonderful. This Guild of Thieves does not steal money. It steals a whole lot of other things, including stealing a war. I found that so interesting.
All right. Yeah. I found his interaction with the Duke at that party where he kisses the princess more interesting. The fact that he says, I would have pointed my crossbow at your daughter, but I don't think you would have cared. So I'm pointing it at your statue. That was some of the most... that was pure Ben Hale. That was Ben Hale. A complete, problem with authority. That was brilliant. Do you have anything to unpack in this book?
No, if I speak more...
It becomes a spoiler. He's a brilliant character. The book... I don't know so much, but he's a brilliant character.
Yes.
Rate this book.
For the dialogues and the character, I will give it 4. I can go 4.5 also. It's such a fun read.
4.5. I would give it 4. I really enjoyed this book. Although I found it a bit lacking. I'm waiting for the second part. I think he's going to do it much better in the second part.
Yes, he will.
And I found this lacking. I hope he does much better. And I think it's out in print. It's out in print. It's the audio versions which are not out. I think I'm going to pick up the print version. I'm going to read it.
The second part?
Yes. So that's all from us for Ben Hill's Jack Mist, Jack of Thieves, The Master Thief, Book 1. You know he's going to meet the Oracle in this.
The oracles were in the ancient times, in this book.
Yes, but he's going to meet the Oracle in this. He's going to meet the Oracle in this. Come on.
The latest Oracle, I
suppose. I don't know how they're going to tie it up, how he's going to tie it up, but I hope he does, because it's going to be a whole lot of fun. I am Ishan Lalit.
Hi, I'm Ritu Lalit.
Hi. No, bye.
Bye.
That's Ritu Lalit. She's available to for you at Phoenix R2. It's right up there on our banner. I don't think you're... All right. I'm Ishan Lalit. I'm available at Ishan Lalit. Thank you for tuning us. Bye-bye.